Just a few months ago, Kendrell New felt stuck. The 20-year-old had bounced between six different New Orleans high schools since Hurricane Katrina before finding one she liked, but a diploma still eluded her. Kendrell kept failing Louisiana's graduate exit exam in math, a test she needed to pass in order to graduate.
I've taken the test over five times. I had to.
Math had never come easy for her.
A problem could be in front of me that moment. Like, I could just look at it. I can't do this. You know, the polynomials and all that stuff.
Kendrell took the test for a 10th time last October, but she would have to wait several weeks for the results. With college ambitions and a 5-year-old son to support, Kendrell was eager to get on with her life.
That's the reason why I just couldn't do nothing, why I was stuck in neutral because of a test.
18-year-old Daryl Quinn's October was even more stressful. He spent time in jail after being involved in a fight at his school.
I was in jail for like a week and felt like a week.
Daryl was not charged with anything serious, but when he got out, he learned that for the fourth time in 4 years, he would be expelled from high school. Worse, Crescent Leadership Academy, the alternative school he attended, was the end of the line, the school of last resort. Daryl had been expelled from the school where the expelled kids went.
I'm a half a year from graduating. I can't graduate. You gotta tell me I can't graduate.
Just when he thought he might have to drop out, Daryl heard about Renew Accelerated High School, a self-paced program for students who have fallen behind. High schools like Renew are becoming more common locally and nationwide. Both Orleans and Jefferson Parish recently opened two such programs. All rely at least partly on online courses to help students catch up. Supporters say the schools are a much-needed option for kids like Daryl, who are on the verge of dropping out. Skeptics worry about the quality of the online classes and say the new options take the onus off traditional schools to serve all kids well. In Daryl's case, all he needed was 4.5 more credits.
You know, this on my last chance, I really gotta do right, you know, get my diploma, stop playing around.
Sarah Becker, Renew's social worker, had her doubts.
I think that we were probably all hesitant to believe that just because he had been to so many different schools and, you know, it is easy for the kids to get distracted.
Between the two of them, Daryl and Kendrell have changed high schools 13 times. Daryl moved around so much that he can't remember the name of one high school that expelled him. He never struggled with academics, but he admits to having issues with authority figures. And at several of the schools, Daryl was simply bored.
I guess they say, like, it comes so easy to me that I've got too much time on my hands.
Kendrell had a different problem. She lacked Daryl's academic confidence and felt lost in classes with upwards of 40 students at times.
You know, by me not getting the attention I need in class, you know, I would act up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not getting the attention I need.
In 2011, Kendrell enrolled at the Net Charter, a new alternative school much like the one where Daryl had ended up. At the Net, Kendrell got the one-on-one time she needed and slowly racked up credits. By last August, the math exam was the one thing standing in the way of her graduating. In the middle of December, Kendrell was at home talking to her niece when an unexpected text popped up on her phone.
And, like, I dropped the phone on the floor and the battery fell out. And I was just like, oh, my God, just really, like, I was sweating. Like, sweat was really just dripping, crying tears. I ran outside and just was screaming. Like, that's how, like, oh, like I just run a lottery or something. That's how I felt.
She had, on the 10th try, passed the graduate exit exam in math.
I cried, literally, like, tears just came from nowhere. I didn't even feel them come out. I think I deserve it, though.
Kendrell will graduate this Saturday during a ceremony at New Orleans' Ashe Cultural Center. After that, she plans to work toward a nursing degree.
I'm not afraid. I'm not. I'm ready. Whatever you just going to throw at me, I'm going to take it.
Passing the test liberated her.
So now I can finally just be free, go left, right, up, down, whichever way I want.
As for Daryl, the staff at Renew quickly sensed his determination.
He knew that it was time for him to buckle down and get finished, and that he had decided that he was ready. And once he put his mind to it, he got through it in a flash with no problems.
Daryl says he matured a lot over the last few months.
I come to school, I do my work, I go home.
By December, Daryl had earned his final credits in chemistry, advanced math, physical science, world geography, and a half a credit in PE. After 4 years, four expulsions, and eight high schools, Daryl Quinn would finally graduate. Now Daryl hopes to find a job so he can save money and go to school for welding. His family was out in force for his graduation ceremony just 5 days before Christmas. He assumed his typical nonchalant air as he posed for pictures and lined up outside the auditorium. But the mood was anything but relaxed when the 17 graduates finally proceeded in to receive their diplomas. Daryl smiled. His family members rose to their feet, and the shouts of unbridled joy filled the auditorium. For WWNO, I'm Sarah Carr.